KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Temperatures holding steady at 47 degrees. We look for mostly light rain today and a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, as we mentioned, the Atlantic Firemen's Parade is set for next Saturday, October 13th. And while you may have known about that, what you may have not known is that another parade will be held in conjunction with that event and the city's sesquicentennial or 150th anniversary celebration. Atlantic resident Steve Livengood told the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening that there are five judged categories for parade entries.
I thought I would do it 50 years from now as opposed to what it's been like in the 150 years that we had it. You kind of got to think outside the box on that one a little bit.
The first category is the year 2068, by the way. Another category is civic organization.
That could be the Methodists, the Presbyterians, the Elks, the Lions, the American Legion, the VFW, the FFA, or the 4-H. Just any organization that's in town, what do you think you want to do? The prize for that one is 20 of the Atlantic Sesquicentennial t-shirts. That's kind of a hint that we would expect at least 20 of those representatives of that organization being there.
The third sesquicentennial parade category is agriculture and how it has affected the city of Atlantic. Livengood said he hopes the entry is more than just a tractor driving down the street. The fourth category is historical people in Atlantic.
If you can find somebody that's historical for town, or if you can kind of reenact somebody that's historical for town.
The fifth and final category is judges' choice. The city council will act as judges for this year's sesquicentennial parade. Livengood said while they are still looking for some prizes for the parade entries, others have already been made available, including a $50 gift certificate from Fairway.
The lineup is going to be 4 o'clock. That's when you decide whether you're going to enter your event in one of these categories, and that's when the judges have to go down and look at it and just see how good it is. So they'll line up about 4 o'clock, although obviously there'll be some other activities prior to then. I don't know, I suppose you could have your entry before then, but once you've been awarded a prize, if you have one, we'll have banners so that you can carry the banner, have the banner, post the banner on your entry, whatever you want to, that said you're the winner of that particular class.
Livengood encourages everyone to come out and watch the parade next Saturday, and again, that begins at 6 p.m. Cass County Extension will be celebrating all things 4-H during National 4-H Week, October 7th through the 13th. Extension officials say now is the time of year for youth to join and participate in 4-H, the Youth Development Program of Iowa State University, Extension and Outreach. You should keep an eye out for Cass County 4-H members, volunteers, and supporters showing their 4-H pride during National 4-H Week. Many community clubs will be creating window displays in local businesses to showcase their 4-H pride. Other clubs will be doing special events and activities during the week, such as wearing 4-H shirts to school to show their 4-H pride. Some clubs are even doing service projects during the celebration week. To kick off National 4-H Week, Cass County 4-H will be hosting a fall fest tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds to celebrate 4-H, as well as invite new and potential 4-Hers to join in the fun and see what 4-H is all about. Shelby Van Horn, County Youth Coordinator for ISU Cass County Extension and Outreach, says, "We have a variety of fun activities planned, which will showcase some of the project areas with hands-on activities, games, and fun." And she says they'll have youth members providing activities, a photo booth, a giant game of Twister, cornhole, and much more. Also, a 4-H information booth and potluck meal will be available. And again, that's Sunday from 4 until 6 p.m. It'll be a fun evening, she says, for all to come out and celebrate National 4-H Week. Van Horn said also that 4-H is a year-round program for youth in grades kindergarten through 12. National 4-H Week is a great time to show all the wonderful things 4-H offers to youth, she says. And in fact, research has shown that young people in 4-H are nearly four times as likely to contribute to their communities and are twice as likely to engage in science, technology, engineering, and math or STEM programs during after-school time. 4-H is active in each of Iowa's 99 counties and empowers youth to reach their full potential through many different types of experiences, including photography, music, woodworking, sewing, archery, livestock, and horticulture. Youth have fun while gaining valuable skills in communication and the arts, citizenship and leadership, science, technology, engineering, and math, and as well as living healthy and personal life management by being involved in 4-H. And Cass County 4-H has more than 320 4-H youth and 100 volunteers involved in the program. If you're interested in joining, contact the Cass County Extension office at 712-243-1132 or visit the Cass County Extension website at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. The 11th annual Iowa Mission of Mercy free dental clinic on the western side of the state is this year in Sioux City. Dentist Richard Hettinger says all the patients will be treated in the Tyson Events Center in Sioux City.
We've got 100 dental chairs set up on the surface that normally has ice on it for hockey at this time of year.
Dr. Hettinger practices in Sioux City and says they'll treat patients on a first-come, first-served basis.
We can do fillings and extractions and cleanings and root canals. We'll be able to make some partial dentures for people that have missing front teeth.
And he says the dentures are something he particularly enjoys making because of the impact they can have.
Those are the kind of things that allow people to go apply for a better job or maybe get a promotion in the job they've got when they can have the confidence that they can smile and talk to somebody and not look like a picket fence.
He says it's important to treat dental issues that people have to avoid longer-term problems.
Infections that can reside in the mouth can be kind of long-term and chronic and then flare up into something that can be life-threatening if it happens to invade into the brain or something like that. And it's not, I mean, it's not something that happens every week, but it does happen someplace every month in this country.
Hettinger says they're able to get a lot done in their makeshift dental office.
We will probably take care of about 1,000 people in the next 2 days. We'll do about $900,000 worth of dental care.
And all of the care is donated.
We'll have probably 900 volunteers. We have volunteers, not only the dentists and dental assistants and dental hygienists, but we have medical people here because the patients need to be cleared medically so that they're healthy enough to receive the care that we're going to give them.
Hettinger says people had already started lining up Thursday to get in when the doors opened at 6:30 a.m. Friday. The free dental clinic continues today from now until 5 p.m. in Sioux City, and this is the second time the free clinic has stopped in Sioux City. An Iowan buried overseas as an unknown soldier for over 70 years is coming home. Army Private Donald Brown of Thompson was killed in World War II on July 28, 1944. Iowa National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Michael Wun says research found that Brown, who was 24 at the time of his death, was buried at an American military cemetery in France.
With modern science working through DNA analysis, positive identification of the previously unknown remains of Private Brown were identified and are being brought home to his family here in Iowa for burial.
The ceremony will take place this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Thompson Cemetery in Brown's hometown, located in north central Iowa's Winnebago County, and some of his relatives plan to be there.
Of course, his parents are gone and his siblings are gone, but there'll be a number of nieces and nephews that will be coming back for his service. Many of them have military service of their own that they've provided to our country over the years.
Brown left for overseas duty in March of 1944. He was killed just 4 months later when his M4 Sherman tank was destroyed near Cambernon, France.
My understanding of it is he was in a tank, and the tank was hit by enemy fire, and he was one of the only ones in that tank that was killed. Some of the other crew members were able to get out. But unfortunately, because the tank was burning and because of the rapid pace of the advance, they were not able to recover his remains at the time of his death.
This is the third case this year that the Iowa National Guard has supported in which a previously unknown soldier was identified and brought back to the state for burial.
I think it's important to remember, you know, there's ongoing work that it continues both in Europe and in the Pacific to try to identify the unknown remains that we have of those that are missing from those conflicts, particularly World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. That work doesn't stop, it continues, and it's really important that you know we bring everybody home that we're able.
Private Brown's military awards and honors include the Purple Heart, Army Good Conduct Medal, American Campaign Medal, European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal, and World War II Victory Medal. Today's interment ceremony is open to the public. And on a related note, Governor Kim Reynolds has requested that all U.S. and state flags be lowered during the daylight hours today to honor Army Private Donald E. Brown of Thompson, who, as we mentioned, was killed in action when his tank was destroyed in France. And on Sunday, flags will be again lowered in observance of Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.